Listen to that. That is an empty American street. Well, I say empty, it has me on it, and the old car. There's a couple of people in front of me walking a dog. But it's 10 to 9. And the sun has only really just accepted that it really should go to bed. There's almost nothing on the road. There are no clouds in the sky. There is a perfect half moon. It's incredibly peaceful. America sleeps on Memorial Day weekend, it seems. I've never been here before, and I've, as a result, never been here before for a Memorial Day weekend, but it has a very different tone to the closest thing we would have to that, which would be November the 11th, I would imagine. There's the same somber air to it. After all, this is Memorial Day weekend. This is when people who have fallen in foreign wars defending their country are honoured. This is a time of year where ads basically telling people, be nice to your troops, play in amongst what seems, frankly, 3 weeks into my time in the country, to be a constant Hunger Games-esque basketball game that never actually ends. It's like those old 1920s dancing competitions. But there's not... I know, this is the strange thing. This is possibly the only point where America does less pageantry than England. We are very imperial about Remembrance Sunday. I've always thought you get the full martial regalia, you get uniforms, you get jackets, and I'm sure that happens here. But the recurrent image for me of Memorial Day weekend is driving past a cemetery yesterday on the way to get our bikes. And every gravestone covered in flowers. Points like that, ways that things are approached like that, put the lie to the idea that the American national character has no concept of restraint. It really does. This is a country that does dignity and honor and service just as well as everyone else on the planet does. Maybe even a little bit better. And it does it quietly. Which is arguably the best way to do it. So happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. Happy Memorial Day weekend, America.